Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 80 countries around the world over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, news, and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on the cause of disease when we come back. Hey, let me ask you this. What do you think's wrong with the Ten Commandments? Because it's pretty obvious that something is wrong with the Ten Commandments because they've been banned from our public schools, they're banned from our public institutions, and they've been banned from our national consciousness. Now, instead of these 10 simple, time-tested laws, we now see the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in their place, and they're teaching the 10 planks to the Communist Manifesto in our public schools, our public institutions, and we've made them a part of our national psyche. Now, this is a pretty radical change in our political and moral outlook over the past 50 years. Are you aware, for instance, that your daughter couldn't receive an aspirin in your public school without your consent, but she can have an abortion arranged through that same public school nurse without even your knowledge, much less your consent? That's why I contend that the solution to this moral perversion and national insanity is to go back to what worked. Let's go back to the Ten Commandments and the Mosaic Law. Our founding fathers at the Constitutional Convention in 1787 not only practiced, but they advocated the Ten Commandments, and they even put 22 principles of that law into our federal Constitution. And there's still at least one school left in America that's teaching this entire Mosaic Law, the Ten Commandments and all 759 statutes, judgments, and commandments, as well as the penalties, as well as the 33 benefits for their observance. Now, every law has a penalty. Now, you don't have to know what the penalty to the law is to suffer from its effects. So whether you call that the Mosaic Law, the Law of God, the Common Law, the Natural Law, Karma, or something else, it works automatically. It works just like AIDS, herpes, and VD, which are the natural penalties for adultery. Now, if you'd like more information, why don't you call and order my free general law CD package? That's the place to start. It's a 4-hour commentary on the law in general. It's educational, it's informative, it's entertaining, and best of all, it's free. And you can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Once more, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, go to our website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Just click onto the email machine and send us an email request for that free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. Do it right now before you forget. All right, we're reviewing the book on colon disease, Cleanse and Heal Your Body. It's put out by Dr. Richard Schultz, spelled S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. I'm going to give you his phone number right up front, and then I'll do it here in the midpoint in the program so that you can get a copy of it. I'm sure he'll send it to you free, frankly. He sells herbs. He sells this program. This is his business. No reason why he wouldn't want to send you a copy of the book. I got it because I bought the product from him. And he sells a number of these herbal products, herbal remedies, detoxification products, you know, like bowel detox, liver detox, gallbladder detox. When you want to clean out your blood, you want to clean out your colon, you want to clean out your liver, there are certain herbs that do that. And this guy's number is 1-877-TEACH-ME. You know, if you can't count and can't write numbers down, it's 1-877-TEACH-ME. That number translated is 1-877-832-2463. Try that one again. It's 1-877-832-2463. 2463. Now, he writes prolifically. I mean, this guy's, he puts out a catalog. You'll learn more from this guy's catalog than you will in medical school. For all you doctors out there, I mean, if you want to learn something about the body and metabolism and how the body works and how to heal diseases, this guy's catalog can tell you more than you learned in medical school. And that's because you doctors out there, you can't cure cancer. This guy can. Now, that's the difference. You've been taught, well, cancer is incurable. Now, this guy didn't know that, and so he come up with the cure to cancer. It's herbs, vitamins and minerals. It's nutrients. And that's what cures cancer. It's the body's immune system that cures cancer. But the body's immune system has to have the nutrients to do it with. Without the nutrients, you die. It's just that simple. So this is a follow-up to Dr. That Richard guy, I forgot his last name now, from Berkeley, who was using Laetril. Laetril, that's the vitamin B17 discovered back in 1950 by, guess who, a medical doctor. You know, the medical practice, you know, is not something to sneeze at. The medical people, that is, the allopathic, scientific, medical doctors, have discovered more science and discovered more cures than anybody else. In fact, everybody combined. The problem is that they bury them, you know, like chelation. They discovered chelation. It will clean your arteries out. If you've got atherosclerosis, you know, where your arteries are being plugged up, you know, with cholesterol, and they tell you, you know, watch your cholesterol and so on. Listen, there's an herbal remedy. These guys have put herbs into a formula called chelation that'll just melt that plaque right out of your arteries. Now, they don't call it quackery, but they have put the kibosh on it. There's very few of those chelation centers or clinics here in the United States. There's a few, not very many. And that's because the money is in bypass surgery. You see, the chelation, which does the same thing as bypass surgery, only naturally, costs about $1,000. And bypass surgery costs $100,000. Now, you know, if you're a businessman at all, which would you rather sell, a $1,000 product or a $100,000 product? It's just that simple. And a guy that's got his arteries plugged up isn't going to sit there and argue or quibble over $100,000. It's his life. He'll spend $100,000 to save his life. Now, there are some other people out here that are moralists, and this guy Schultz is one of them. He wants to heal people's diseases. There's a few people out there who want to do that. And so he looked at the problem, and he said, well, I think that it's the colon. And so in chapter 5, he says, this is the chapter that deals with healing colon disease naturally. Now, we can heal your colon disease by cutting it out surgically. That's true. No doubt about it. I mean, you know, if you've got colon disease, you've got cancer colon or cancer of the colon, and it's going to kill you, sure, just cut your colon right out and stick a bag on your side, and then you can empty your bag every day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. But if you'd like that cancer to be healed naturally and normally, then there's a way to do that, and Chapter 5 tells you. And he says, like any great egomaniac student in herbal college, I wanted to develop some very intricate and detailed herbal formula. These formula would be very difficult to make and would only be made from very exotic and rare herbs found only in the rainforests of Africa or in the Himalayas. And of course, these formula would be extremely effective for treating very specific diseases. I was going to find the herbal cure for cancer. Well, thank God that my great teachers deeply ingrained in me that before I could embark upon any of these disease-specific smart bomb herbal fantasies, I would first have to get my patients on a good health program. First things first. First, I needed to get them to follow the basics for a month or two, then what I now refer to as my fundamental or foundational program. The foundation of health. It's a good, clean, and wholesome food program, thorough bowel cleansing and detoxification, immune boosting, exercise, and then positive emotional work. And I knew that there was no replacement for these basics. By doing so, I unknowingly destroyed my own fantasy. my disease-specific herbal formula, the dream that I had, because approximately 80% of all of my patients, regardless of what was wrong with them, regardless of how long they had been sick, got more than relief. They got well just from the bowel cleansing. All right, let's pause here and think about this for a minute. All three of these naturopaths, these nutritionists, this is Dr. Walker and Dr. Jensen and Dr. Schultz. Now, they got this from Dr. Christopher. And here at the beginning of the program, I told you, at the beginning of the series, I told you about 10 or 12 of these famous herbal and nutritional doctors treating your body holistically and naturally have gotten results. And their report is it's 80, 90, or 100% of all diseases are caused by constipation. All right, so I just throw it out there because that's their report. The medical doctors don't treat constipation. They don't have a problem with constipation. If you're constipated and you feel bad, let's give you some milk of magnesia, and that'll take care of it. That's not true. Your bowel is carrying 6 to 10 pounds of fecal waste that's been glued on there with Krispy Kreme and lard, and it's a glue that is so powerful. I mean, it'll work underwater, and it will glue this feces to your colon for years on end until you die, unless you can get it out. Now, you can dissolve that waste and you can get it out so that your colon can go back to work putting nutrients into your body. And if you got nutrients in your body, you won't develop cancer. Your body will take care of it. Your immune system will take care of it. We saw that here a little earlier. All right, now they got well. Now, this is 80%. This is the 80% guy right here. Jensen says it's 100%. Walker says it's 90. Now, I don't know who's right and wrong. It could be that you've got a weak liver. Maybe your gallbladder isn't working right. And I'm going to go with Schultz. He says about 80% of your medical problems, whatever's wrong with you, got migraine headaches, you got allergies, it's caused by constipation. Whatever's wrong with you, you can just about bet you're plugged up. You got that potato up the tailpipe. You get the potato out and your car's going to run better. Might not be the whole problem. Maybe we got to give you a tune-up. Maybe we got to change the oil. Maybe we got to put in a couple of filters. But basically, get the potato out first and then you can take care of the details. He goes on to say that when I added all of my other foundational programs, over 95% got well with no specific treatment at all. So much for my trips to Tibet. Notice here, no specific treatments at all. And you do these basic things first. Now here, what is this basics? This is the basic foundational program of health is a good, clean, and wholesome food program. You got to get off the lard and Krispy Kremes. I mean, that's just where it's at. That's what's causing your problem. That's what caused your constipation to start with. So get off of them for, 6 weeks or so, and let's clean out. That's number one. Then a thorough bowel cleansing and detoxification. All right, now you go on to the herbal program, get rid of the constipation. That's two. Then you need immune boosting. These are specific vitamins and minerals. This is like taking Lantrum. Man, hell, you got cancer. Well, then we need something that kills the cancer. But follow this. Doctors go in with powerful chemicals and they kill the tumor. And you're constipated, which caused the tumor to start with. And now your body can't eliminate the toxic sludge and waste of this dead tumor, which is why they tell you, hey, we got to catch this cancer when it's early. Why do you have to catch the cancer early? It's because your body cannot dispose of 1, 2, 3 pounds of dead tissue in your body. Some people will have a tumor, that weighs a pound or 2 or 3 pounds. I mean, it can get to be a great big tumor. So, allopathic medicine says, now, if you can come in here when this tumor is 2 ounces and we kill it, that's early, your body can probably dispose of it and you can survive it. And if you survive for 5 years, they call that a cure. I don't, but that's what medicine calls it. All right, but if it gets up to a pound or 2 pounds or 3 pounds, we can kill it, but then your body can't dispose of it, and so it plugs up your liver, plugs up your spleen, plugs up your kidneys. It's the proverbial potato up the tailpipe and you die. Car won't run. Next item over here is cleaning and detoxification, immune boosting, and then exercise and positive emotional work. This exercise is important. My wife, when she got on this cancer program years ago, she had to get a trampoline, just a little one, not one of these big ones now, just a little trampoline, and she works out on that trampoline until she works up a sweat. And that's because your skin is your body's largest excretory organ. You can dispose of more toxins through your skin than you can through your anus or your kidneys. Now, I didn't know that, but that's why you have body odor. You smell bad. You smell bad because that's toxic waste coming out through your skin. And so somebody comes along and says, do you want to smell bad? Of course not. What you need is arid, extra dry. Let's take some aluminum sulfide and stick it in some perfume and let's rub that under your arms. Let's plug up your pores so that this toxic sludge and waste cannot come out and smell bad and be offensive to others. Yes, friends? Arid, extra dry. Remember, get arid, extra dry. Plug up your pores. Keep that toxic waste inside your body. Don't offend your friends. Okay, so we do that. And we go out and we buy the deodorants and we paste them on. And then we find out that the aluminum is toxic. That's number one. Number two, it plugs up our pores so that we can't get rid of the toxic sludge that your body couldn't get through your anus. And so it's now excreting through your skin. Now we block it off. We're going to hold it in here. Okay. Well, if you hold this poison in your body long enough, it'll kill you. And that's what's happening to people. They just hold the poisons in their body until it kills them. Because they want to smell good. Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to smell bad either. But you got to get it out of there somehow or another. And so you need to work up a sweat. Forget the arid extra dry. And you'll get a lot of those toxins out through your skin. You do the bowel detox. That will get a lot of the fecal matter out of your colon. When you do that, then your body can assimilate the nutrients. And this is what we found out with this Laetrile. See, some of these people, they take Laetrile and they die anyway. Okay. Well, their body can't assimilate it. Can't absorb it. Their colon's plugged up. First of all, they're not getting it in their foods because they're eating at McDonald's, and McDonald's doesn't have any Laetrile in their food to start with. Number two, even if you got onto it and you started eating peach pits, you can't absorb it because you get this 6 to 10 pounds of fecal matter in your gut and in your colon. You can't get it out. You can't get the fecal matter out. Now, you got this little hole runs down the center of this feces that's glued now to your colon, and you need to get it out. Now, there's a way to do that. Bowel cleansing can be the cure for any digestive disease. Now, you heard that right. The vast majority of my patients got well, and they recovered from their diseases without any specific treatments. All they did was make some common sense lifestyle changes, including cleansing their bowels, and they were healed. My patients, having the nerve to get well before I was ready, ended all my dreams of discovering herbal cures for the afflictions of mankind and turned me into the common sense herbal country doctor that I am today. Bowel cleansing can be very effective for any disease, but especially diseases of the digestive tract. Now, I had many patients heal their upper gastrointestinal problems like ulcers, hyperacidity, gastric reflux, hiatal hernia, and indigestion, plus colon problems such as chronic constipation, spastic colons, colitis, and Crohn's disease, and yes, even hemorrhoids. Even liver and gallbladder problems are often relieved because the same herbs that cleanse and detoxify the bowel also stimulate, cleanse, and detoxify the liver and the gallbladder. Now, many people write to me and they ask about polyps and bowel cancer, which often go hand in hand. Now, although I am banned from telling you about many specific patients healing their serious bowel diseases like cancer. Here is a story I got from an American Botanical Pharmacy customer in San Diego, California a few years ago. He was in his 60s, and because of a family history of degenerative bowel disease and colon cancer, his son asked him to go to the doctor and get a sigmoidoscope check, a look into his bowel. This is getting to be a routine check now for older people, to look for bowel cancer or other bowel disease. Well, sure enough, they saw it, a big cancer, and they said it looked like a big mushroom growing in his sigmoid colon. It had metastasized. It had invaded into the muscle, maybe even further. He also had around 35 polyps. Now, the doctors wanted to admit him to the hospital immediately for a colon resection. They wanted to gut him and then carve out at least 12 inches of his colon, probably more, and he was very scared. His son suggested that his dad do my bowel cleansing program. So his dad asked the doctor if he could delay the colon surgery for a few months while he did an herbal bowel cleanse. His doctor said he was nuts, that the herbs could be dangerous, and even if they weren't, they were useless, and that a delay of a few days, let alone months, could be suicidal. The cancer would just grow worse, spread, metastasize, and then kill him. All right, now let's pause here and think about this for a minute. How do we sell? We use five motivators: vanity, jealousy, lust, greed, and fear. That's the way we sell anything. So the doctor, what is he using to sell? Fear. You're going to die. You fool. You nitwit. All right, now excuse me. They went up into him and they looked at this cancer. It's already metastasized. That means it's already spread. When your cancer spreads, boys and girls, that's final. You're dead. They got to catch it early. Now, the doctor doesn't want to lose the fee. I mean, you know, at this point in time, and I told you about my friend Richard. Now, let me butt in here and tell you about Richard. My friend Richard got cancer. And, of course, all of his family and friends said, "Oh, my God, Richard, run to the doctor and have the doctor cut it out." And Richard said, "No, just leave it alone." So Richard left it alone. Now, before he was diagnosed with cancer, you know, it didn't come upon him, you know, overnight. He had that cancer for 2 or 3 or 4 years. Finally, it got to a point where it was bothering him, so he went to the doctor, and the doctor looked at it and said, "Yep, you've got terminal cancer, but we've got a treatment." And Richard said, "Well, hell, if it's terminal, it's terminal." "Yeah, but you're going to die in 6 months." And so Richard said, "Just leave it alone." And he left it alone, and Richard lived for 6 years. Which, by the way, is a cure. You know, if you've got cancer and you survive for 5 years, they call that a cure. And so while they cut your guts out and do this, that, and another thing, you know, and if you live for 5 years, they say, "Well, see, you were cured of that cancer." Richard lived 6 years. Overall, he probably had this cancer for about 10 years. Now, it's true, it cut his life short, no doubt about it. And if Richard had known what to do, I'm sure that he could have cured that cancer himself. His immune system could have done that. But he didn't. Now, here's a guy, they look in him and they say, "Okay, your cancer is metastasized." If he just leaves it alone, he'll probably live 5 or 6 years. Probably. It's not going to go away, it's ultimately going to kill him. But if he just did absolutely nothing, he'll live longer than if he has it cut out, because it's already metastasized. So what's this doctor really selling? He's selling a $100,000 treatment so he can make his bill payments. Now, it's just business, nothing personal. You know, business is business. I don't blame the doctor. After all, that's it. He's a businessman. But boys and girls, there's a better way to handle this. Now, as it turns out, this guy handles this holistically. Now, listen to the outcome. He doesn't go through cut, burn, and poison now. The dad told me that he was more afraid of the doctors and their surgery, so he decided to go on my 5-day bowel detox. So after 8 weeks of bowel cleansing, using 8 entire jars of intestinal formula, number 2 and 3, or number two, rather, three bottles of intestinal formula number one, double doses of Superfood Plus, and lots of Echinacea Plus, he went back for another look by the doctor. The doctor was furious, and he said that surgery may not even save him now because he delayed getting proper professional treatment by playing around with some hocus-pocus herbs. But when the doctor looked in the colonoscope, he literally shrieked, "Oh my God, I don't believe it." Not only were all 35 polyps gone, disappeared, not a trace, not even one, but the cancer looked like a dried up skeleton of a cancer. This is exactly what cancer looks like after your body, and especially your white blood cells, eat it up. They actually eat up the tumor. He said the doctor then touched the cancer skeleton with a tool through the scope, and that it just fell off the walls of the bowel. The cancer just fell right off. What was left of it. All right, so let me write down the Richard story here. Put that on my list there. And now let me tell you a little story over here. I was going to one of these naturopathic doctors over here, and I was sitting in his office one day. And I was doing these colonic irrigations, is what I was doing. He's cleaning my bowel out. And this is many years ago. It's about 1983, 20 years ago. And so he looks at me and he says, "How long have you had that chest pain in your heart?" And I looked at him and I said, "Now who in the hell told you that I've got chest pain in your heart?" And he said, "I can see it." And I was absolutely dumbfounded. And I said, how did you know?" And he said, "I can see it in your ears." And I says, "How can you see it in my ear?" And he said, "It's those lines in the lobes of your ear." And so, in the lobes of my ear was a line across there. And so I looked in a mirror and I said, "Well, yeah, I can see those lines in there. You get those when you get old." He says, "No, you don't. You get those when you get atherosclerosis." He said, "Your arteries are plugged up." And he said, "Your plugged up arteries are giving you heart pain in your chest." And he said, "Now that's true, isn't it?" And I said, "Well, yeah, it is." "And yeah, it is." He says, "How long have you had it?" And I said, "Since I was about 17. I first noticed when I laid on my left side that I'd get a pain, so I lay on my right side." And he said, "That's right." And he said, "Well, what's happening is that the artery to your heart is plugged up with plaque. And so when you lay on your left side, you squeeze it off. It doesn't have enough pliability. It doesn't have enough volume there. And so your heart gets starved for blood, and it causes a pain. So when you turn over, your heart pumps more blood through there, the restricted area, and then pretty soon the pain goes away." And I said, "That's exactly what's happening." He says, "Okay. Now, that's going to kill you." And I got to talking to him, and I said, "Well, yeah, my whole family dies from heart attacks and strokes. In fact, the longest living Gordon was 61 years old when he died." And he said, "That's right." And he said, "Now, how old are you?" And at that time, I was about 42 or 3. And he said, "Well, you're going to die in the next 10 years from that heart problem." Now, that's kind of scary, you know. And I said, "Well, what would you recommend?" And he said, "I would recommend chelation." He said, "You need to melt that plaque out of your body." He said, "Now, do you drink milk?" And I said, "No, I don't drink milk. At least I didn't then. But I said, I have been drinking milk up until the last couple of years." And he said, "It's homogenized milk, homogenized and pasteurized milk." Then he explained to me that story that I told you about in the past. There's an enzyme in milk. Raw milk has an enzyme which digests it. When you pasteurize it, you kill that enzyme. When you kill the enzyme, you can't digest it, and so it builds up on your artery wall. So for years and years of drinking milk, it had built up and it had plugged up my arteries. Mine came from milk, fat. Now, the Bible tells you don't eat fat. Now, the Bible tells you to eat and drink lots of milk, but it's not pasteurized. The milk of human kindness is not pasteurized. So Lester put me on oral chelation. And in 90 days, I was on oral chelation, and he also told me when I came down here to the farm, he says, drink raw cow's cream, because that's where the enzyme is. So every morning I drank a bowl of cream. I put cream on my cereal. Raw cream. Raw. Not pasteurized. Raw. Don't forget that raw. You drink that pasteurized cream, it'll kill you. And in 90 days, I went back. Now, before I came down here with that chelation thing, I went to a regular medical doctor who had one of these heart attack, electro-something or other. It's a machine for testing for heart attack. Now, listen to what he did to me. The doctor put his nurse on. It's an electrocardiogram. That's what it is, electrocardiogram machine. Puts me on the machine. And when he gets through with this electrocardiogram, he comes in and he goes, oh my God, this can't be right. Do it again. So he did a second electrocardiogram, came out the same way. And then he says, oh my God, you're plugged up. You're going to die. You got to have bypass surgery. I'll call an ambulance and we'll take you to the hospital. Well, it wasn't quite that bad, but damn near. So I thanked him and I said, okay, what I owe you? And it was $80. And so I paid him the $80 back in the 1980s. For the electrocardiogram and the office call and so on. So went back to Lester. And so Lester now, he gets the report now a couple weeks later. And I went over for my regular colonic and he gave me the report. And he says, like I told you, he said, you're plugged up and you're gonna die in about 10 years. And he said, now, you can live until you're about 85% plugged up. He said, you're probably 65, 70% plugged up. So he put me on oral chelation, and in 90 days, I came back, and he says, how you feeling? I said, fine. I was feeling fine before I went on oral chelation, too. So I went back to the same doctor, and he did this very same thing. He says, oh, my God. He said, what is Lester giving you? Now, Lester was practicing naturopathy. Now, in Oregon, naturopaths are legal, but over in Boise, Idaho, naturopathy is illegal. See, there's only 8 states now in the Union where you can practice as a naturopath. The American Medical Association's banned, you know, and the legislatures have banned it every place else. Against the law. It's a criminal act. So I didn't want to get Lester in trouble, so I told the doctor, I says, I don't know, he gives me some pills. Why don't you call Lester and ask him? He's of age. So I told Lester what this doctor had said and so on. He said, yeah, I usually recommend my patients go over to him and get an electrocardiogram, and he's always shocked every time he sees it. And I've told him time and time again that what it is chelation. Chelation. Now, chelation was discovered by the allopathic medical doctors, but they dropped it like a hot potato because there's no money in it. All right, now there's my story. Now, you can cure yourself naturally, and that's what this chelation, oral chelation, is just herbs. Just, I don't know what they are, but they're just herbs. And it'll clean the plaque out of your arteries. Now, they've got another thing over here that's intravenous chelation. I mean, stick a needle in your vein, and they stick this stuff in here, and they mainline it. And I've done that, too. And it's faster. It'll melt that stuff right out of you while you're waiting in the doctor's office. But, you know, unless you're really, really bad, you don't need to go through that. Well, anyway, here's the bottom line. The plaque had melted out of my arteries by one-third in 90 days. So I went on and did some more of that chelation so I could get it all out. And then what caused it? What is it that puts that plaque into your arteries? Pasteurized, homogenized milk and McDonald burgers. It's fat in your diet. And that's why the Bible says, don't eat fat. F-A-T. Don't eat fat. Do you know how much fat there is in a hamburger? 30% fat by law. That's right. Your legislature has authorized 30% fat in your hamburger. Now you go down to McDonald's or any grease burger place and you're getting 30% fat. Boys and girls, it's guaranteed to plug up your colon. It's guaranteed to plug up your arteries. You want to know why we have so much cancer? You want to know why we have so much heart disease in America? It's the fat in the hamburger. Yeah, I got to give you a reminder here that you're listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review, and we're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. It's heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Now, the law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective. That's 8 schools in all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals by prearrangement. The law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. If you'd like more information, go to the homeschooling page on our website. The Law Hour website is updated every week. It has a radio log schedule and archives that can be accessed through the website as well. Remember, the Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. That's for your listening convenience. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the law school brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events, and we do it 7 days a week. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. And the Law Hour and editorial review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use here on the Law Hour program. We often endorse and recommend books, periodicals, papers, and newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we give, don't mean that those authors or publications that we endorse and recommend are going to endorse and recommend us. And that's because most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans whose viewpoint may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and editorial review. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program, they're mine alone. Don't blame, you know, the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network or of this local radio station. And for more information about the Law Hour and editorial review, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. Or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we are talking about Dr. Richard Schultz, who wrote the book Cleanse and Heal Your Body. He's not the only guy. You can also go to the health food store. Now, maybe you can get Schultz's book out of the health food store. I wouldn't say you couldn't. This is this guy Schultz, if nothing else, call him. Let me give you his number here. It's 1-877-832-2463. That's 1-877-832-2463. And ask him to put you on his catalog. Put you on his mailing list so you can get his catalog. It's free. Yeah, every month, I believe it is. Maybe it's less often than that. It might be 3 or 4 times a year. He sends out a catalog. And in his catalog, pretty big, thick catalog, he writes stories like this. And I've learned more, I think, out of his catalog than I have out of most people's books and stories. This guy is phenomenal. He took his training from Dr. Christopher, who was probably the world's preeminent herbalist. Dr. Christopher. He died back in 1983, I believe it was. But anyway, I think you can get this book if you were to call him and say, hey, how much is the book? Or would you send me a copy of it? And it's actually kind of an advertisement. It's kind of an infomercial because as you get back here a little further, he doesn't give you any prices here, but he tells you about how these formula work and one thing and another. So he's actually selling these herbs. And the second book over here is called Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Life by Norman Walker. Now, I'm pretty sure you can get that in a health food store. If you can't, then you might have to do a little looking around. It's a paperback book published by Norwalk Press. and it's pretty old. Looking at it here, let's see. Norwalk Press used to be at 107 North Cortez, Suite 200, Prescott, Arizona, 86301. Now, this thing is published in 1979, so it's 20 years old. 30 years old now, pushing 30. In free information on services and products mentioned in this book, see order form on the back of the book, absolutely no cost or obligation. Norwalk Press. Dr. Walker's books are available at your local health food store. Yeah, it says so right here. Your headquarters for nutritional information and products. So I'm pretty sure you can get that one still. It's a standard work for health nuts like me. Now, there's another one in here. This one's called Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management. And this is actually a better book than either Schultz or Walker, in my view. I didn't review it. I'll tell you why I think it's better. This guy, Jensen, is the guy that pioneered colon cleansing to get that old fecal material in your colon out. And they've got actual pictures in here. I mean, hell, there's 20, 30 pictures in here. And they've got pictures of people, you know, symptoms retreat following tissue cleansing treatment. I'm just reading the captions here. Here's the casing. It looks like old rubber tires, this fecal matter that comes out. It's hard. He says it's about the consistency of a rubber tire. And he holds them up. Here's 8 pictures of the fecal matter. Oh, hell, 8. Here's another 8 pictures. That's 16. 8, 16. Then he's got pictures of this guy's ankles. I mean, this guy's got scabs. It is just gross. Absolutely. He's got pus, scabs, sores, weeping sores all over his legs and his feet and his ankles. And what's causing this is that his bowel's plugged up. And he's excreting all of his waste material through his skin, which I'm sure gave him body odor, which I don't know if he covered it up with air and extra dry or what, but moral of the story is he went to Jensen. Jensen took pictures of it. Jensen put him on a bowel cleansing program over here and got all of that stuff out. Now, Schultz learned from Jensen. Schultz learned from Walker. Schultz learned from. And he gave credit to those teachers. He worked in their clinics. That's where he learned it. These guys are all dead and buried now, but Schultz is alive and kicking, which is why I'm recommending that you get on the Schultz program. He's the closest thing to Dr. Christopher that I know. So now this dad told me that he was more afraid of the doctors and of their surgery, so he goes on this program. He goes back to his doctor to have him check it out, and his doctor says, "Oh my God, I don't believe it. Not only were all 35 polyps gone..." Now, that's the 35 polyps. These polyps develop into cancer. This guy is really far gone. And notice this, that his parents died of it also. And so the doctors, they say, well, there must be a gene here. No, I don't think there's a gene there. I think that there's a common dietary history there. I know when I was a kid, I ate what my dad put on the table. And we ate a lot of pork. We ate a lot of fat. We smoked cigarettes. We chewed tobacco. You know, we ate unclean foods. And our whole Gordon family is short-lived, and we all have heart attacks. We didn't have a bad gene. We had a bad diet. And I learned that bad diet from my parents. I learned how to eat pickled pig's feet from my granddad. I learned how to smoke from my dad. Now, you know, if you smoke, I'm not here to tell you not to smoke. I'm not here to tell you not to drink. You know, those are choices for you to make. But if you want to eat fat, it's going to plug up your bowels. You can plug up your bowels just like sticking a potato up the tailpipe of your car. It ain't going to run, partner. So you can decide what the hell you want to do. You're a big kid. I'm a reporter. I just wanted to give you the facts here. Now, he goes on to say, I had hundreds of patients with bowel polyps and got rid of them. I had many other patients with bowel cancers that disappeared. And I had other patients with supposedly unrelated problems like clinical depression, dementia. You got that dementia? All right, all you people out there with dementia, you know, Alzheimer's disease, arthritis, neurological diseases, the list is endless, who all got relief from going through the bowel cleanse. Now, I had a patient come to me with chronic migraines. They were so severe that she would even go blind during some of these attacks. Her daughter told me that sometimes she'd fall to her knees in public, scream. She couldn't take it anymore, or even black out and faint. She went to her medical doctor, who gave her some painkillers. The migraines went away, but eventually they came back. She asked the doctor for something stronger. He eventually prescribed narcotic drugs. The pain went totally away, but eventually it came back. Then she went on to see an Oriental medical doctor who did acupuncture on her, stuck hundreds of needles in her, and she said she felt like a human pincushion. The pain disappeared, but then it returned. Out of frustration, she went to a friend's chiropractic doctor who noticed that her cervical vertebrae were subluxated. After a series of adjustments, her pain went away, but eventually it came back. Out of desperation, she went to a Rolfer. Now, that's a great system of deep tissue body work, and she did some real restructuring of her neck muscles and tissue, in fact, of her whole body, and the pain was totally gone, but eventually it came back. Finally, she ended up at an herbalist, and he prescribed a classic old herbal formula for pain, actually a great effective formula, and one that I have used often in my clinic. It was a miracle. Her pain completely disappeared. It was gone. But again, eventually it came back. Well, after 3 years of blinding pain and after seeing 16 different doctors and spending thousands of dollars on everything from electrode stimulators and biofeedback devices to drugs, herbs, vitamins, enzymes, colloidal silver, noni fruit drink, she finally crawled up to the doorstep of my clinic and told me her story. Within the first 2 minutes of her very first visit, I asked her one of my favorite questions. And I said, "How often do you have a bowel movement?" It turned out that she only went once a week. So I suggested that before we do anything, we do some thorough bowel cleansing routine for 2 weeks. She was furious. She screamed at me. She demanded I give her my migraine formula. She was literally sobbing in tears, begging, pleading for relief. So I gave her my 5-day bowel detox and I sent her home. After a few days, she called me and told me that her migraines were gone right after an amazing pooping experience on the toilet, but she was afraid that they would return like they had all done with all the other doctors and practitioners. But over the next few months, I put her through all of my programs, and I cleaned her colon out a few more times, and her migraines have never returned. Now, that was 13 years ago. The problem with all of the doctors that she saw before me was that they were all focused on the pain in her head, which was about 3 feet above the real problem. Now, I had another lady come to see me. She'd been out of work, literally flat on her back in pain for about 2.5 years. She had pain in the lumbar vertebrae, sacrum, and sciatic nerve every day, all day. No work, not even housework, not even going shopping for a few groceries. She was 100% crippled. She was a total wreck. So the medical doctors wanted to fuse her spine, maybe even cut the sciatic nerves to relieve the pain. This was a total dead end. She had many visits to her chiropractor, along with Hatchi Yoga, which were two of the best therapies for any spinal problem, and especially lower back problems, but she got very little results. Now, the osteopaths nor the orthopedic treatments didn't help either, and she was at her wit's end. She even told me she was contemplating suicide. So guess what? She was constipated. I put her on the 5-day bowel detox, and in less than a week, all of her pain was gone. She never returned. She was shocked and disbelief. She was really, really mad at all the doctors for overlooking something so simple. Constipation. Her blocked, engorged, swollen colon had been pressing on all of the nerves in her lower back the whole time. So even if a person thinks that their particular problem is unrelated to the colon, they are usually wrong. A swollen constipated, irritated bowel puts pressure on and infects everything around it. The nerves from the spine run right next to the bowel before they go down the legs. And I've had hundreds of patients with chronic back pain, sciatica, and leg pain, and it all disappeared after a good bowel cleansing program. So no matter how far removed the problem seems to be from the colon, no matter how ridiculous it may seem to do a bowel cleansing program, instead of brain surgery, cleanse the bowel first and then see what happens. Now, I remember when my older brother, he says, got his first car. It was a 1950 Ford station wagon. Of course, it didn't run. That's a kid's first car. So it sat in our driveway, and we would sit in it dreaming of the day when we would be burning rubber down the highway. Being more mechanically inclined, I did most of the work on that car to get it running. I used to be able to open up the hood, sit on the front fender with my feet and legs actually dangling inside the engine compartment, and work on the engine. I could change the spark plugs, whatever. You know, get the picture? Big car, big hood, little engine, lots of room. Nowadays, I open up the hood of my current Ford and I just shut it right back up. Every square inch under the hood is jam-packed with engine parts, power pumps, wires, hoses, pipes, and filters. It's far too complex, and even if I understood it, there is no room to work on it. There's no space inside that engine compartment. So what's my point? Well, I used to think of our bodies, our anatomy, as like my brother's 1950 Ford. You know, a lung up here, a kidney way down there, a bowel in the middle, and lots of room. Then one day, in medical school, I examined my very first cadaver, and wow, what an enlightening experience. The human body is not like my brother's 1950 Ford at all. It's like my modern Ford. Every square inch is packed with something. And everything is touching something else. This body of ours must have had some really incredible engineer. Everything has its place, and there's no extra room left over. If one organ swells or gets bigger, then another organ, usually the one next to the swollen one, gets squeezed, compressed, or crushed. Organs do not work so well when they're crushed and the blood, lymphatic nerve, and general circulation gets interrupted. Every organ needs good circulation to get nutrition, in and to get waste out in order to be healthy. Squeezed and compressed organs get sick. Now, your entire colon is so big that it is connected to, it touches, it sits next to, or is in the vicinity of every major organ in the human body except your brain. That's a pretty important statement. I underlined that. Listen to this again. Your entire colon, which is about 5 to 7 feet long, is so big that it is connected to, it touches, it sits next to, or is in the vicinity of every major organ in the human body except your brain. Now, it also touches most of your major blood vessels and nerves. Constipation causes the colon to literally swell, expand, and even herniate. Now, remember that the leading medical books told us that all of us store too much fecal matter, and we have this happening inside of us. So when an area of the colon gets constipated and swells, it compresses and crushes the organ next to it. This could be your lungs. It could be your heart. It may be your liver, your gallbladder, pancreas, kidneys, the adrenals, the uterus, the prostate. Again, almost every major organ in your body is touching or is close to that colon. Now, this is simply why a constipated, swollen colon can cause an almost endless amount of seemingly unrelated diseases and problems. And I haven't even discussed toxic buildup in the colon that literally infects and poisons your organs. The majority of patients in my clinic were female. Many women could never understand the relationship between their painful periods, PMS, menstrual irregularity, vaginal infections, infertility, menopausal problems, problems during pregnancy, whatever, and their constipation, until I explained that their sigmoid colon wraps around the uterus and that their ovaries are literally attached to the colon. The cure for almost every female problem in my clinic, besides my female formula, was a good bowel cleansing. Men, don't try to wiggle out from this one. It's the same for men and your prostate, which is attached to your intestines, and the part of your colon that swells and gets constipated most often, crushing and infecting your prostate. Now, the point is that there is no extra space in your body, and if your bowel swells due to constipation and bowel pockets, another organ gets pinched if it doesn't get crushed. So what's the bottom line? A sluggish, constipated, swollen bowel retaining pounds and pounds of old fecal matter can either compress a nearby area causing disease or emit infection and toxins which can affect and infect any other area of your body. Now, this explains why many of my patients healed their heart problems, blood pressure problems, breathing problems, blood sugar problems, hormone imbalance problems, fertility problems, liver problems, cholesterol problems, immune problems, urinary problems, adrenal and lack of energy problems, prostate problems, digestive problems, lower back problems, trouble, leg circulation, nerve problems, and my cleaning out or by cleaning out their colons before I ever did any specialized treatment for their problem. This explains why so many of my patients healed their almost infinite list of various diseases by doing my 5-day bowel detox. My patients healed their brain diseases with colon cleansing, proving that you can't have sweet thoughts on a sour stomach. I'm going to quit right there and remind you that this is Dr. Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. No T in there. It's not Schultz, it's Schultz, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E. And his number is 877-832-2463. That's where you called to get information. Or it's 1-877-TEACH-ME. You know, you're driving down the road and you ain't got a pen. It's 1-877-TEACH-ME. For the rest of us out here, it's 1-877-832-2463. And these other two books here, Tissue Cleansing Through Bowel Management, that was Dr. Jensen, and Colon Health, The Key to a Vibrant Health, Norman Walker. You can get those in the health food store. All right, we're about done with the colon program. Thought I'd give you a good report on that. You can cure just about anything you got. It's probably started with your plugged-up colon. That's the first thing that old Doc Lester did to me. Put me on a colonic irrigator, the Walker program. Cleaned me out, and then he went to work on cleaning out my arteries. He was one of these old-timey doctors also. Cured me in short order. Haven't had any heart trouble from that point on. I hope to live to be 110 and die with old age in bed. All right, we're out of time. I'm going to have to give you a final reminder here that you have been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States. We're heard worldwide over the Internet daily. If you'd like more information about the law school and the law hour, please go to our website. Remember, that's georgegordon.org, georgegordon.org. The law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.